Back now with Day to Day, the Tokyo Stock Exchange closed early today in an effort to avoid a massive sell-off of stocks. Japanese stocks have been rocked for the last 2 days by a financial scandal involving an internet service provider. Marketplace's Tess Viglund is here to give us more details. And Tess, first explain what happened today. They actually shut down trading?
Yeah, they did, Madeline. Trading was halted about 20 minutes before the Tokyo stock market was supposed to close. And it's because there was such an enormous volume of trading that exchange officials were worried that their computer system would be overwhelmed. Trades were taking about 5 minutes to complete, and these are usually instantaneous. This is the second day of a massive sell-off, wiping out about 6% of the value on the exchange, $400 billion in value just since Monday. The Nikkei, their benchmark index, dropped 464 points today. Yesterday, it lost 462 points. And that's a very big deal for a market that rose some 40% last year. And analysts are calling this a panic sell based on the problems at this internet service provider.
A panic sell. Well, tell us more about this internet service provider.
Well, basically, it's Japan's version of Google. So imagine if Google ran into serious legal trouble here. That could have a pretty significant effect on our markets. In Japan, the company is called Livedoor, and it's a big player in internet services and software development. The CEO, by the way, is a very controversial figure in Japan's corporate world. Earlier this week, prosecutors raided the company's headquarters in Tokyo, and that was reportedly as part of an investigation into securities violations and accounting irregularities, that term very familiar to us here in the U.S. So investors started dumping shares, not just in Livedoor, but also in other internet-related stocks like SoftBank and Yahoo Japan. And that's been spiraling for 2 days now, prompting this early shutdown.
And I understand the Japanese stock market shut down just recently, late last year.
Yeah, there was a big malfunction back on November 1st. Again, a computer problem. And that forced the Tokyo Stock Exchange to shut down for almost a whole trading day. Again, today it was just 20 minutes early. Since then, they've been working to improve the system, but obviously, given what's happened this week, it's not enough yet. And then in December, the Nikkei made news when a trader sold 610,000 shares of this hot IPO for 1 yen apiece. That's less than a penny. It was a typo, but the company involved lost $225 million just that day because of it, and the Nikkei dropped almost 2%. And by the way, the Tokyo Stock Exchange officials are warning that this could happen again tomorrow because of all the sell-off orders that are backed up because they closed earlier today. And later on Marketplace, we're live again from China today looking into the evolution of e-commerce in a country that doesn't use credit cards.
Tess Viglund of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.